On Brachas Daf Yudalet Omen Aleph, we have the Sugi of Hallel. And Tosus, in this very long presentation, Yomim Shayochid Gomer Es HaHallel, quotes the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. This Rabbeinu Yehuda doesn't appear elsewhere in Tosus, as far as I know. So we don't know exactly who he was. But he gets into an issue which, as we'll soon see, is a gigantic controversy about what we do on the Leil HaSeder. And truth be told, that there are many different minhagim with regard to Hallel on the Leil HaSeder. Some of them we're familiar with, some of them date back to the time of Rishonim, and we're not really familiar with them. And they sound odd to our ears. I know that the minhag that I'm familiar with, and it's very commonplace here amongst Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael, is to recite Hallel, full Hallel, with a bracha on Leil HaSeder in Shul, B'tzibur, and then on a private basis to recite Hallel a second time at the Seder, but without a bracha, and to split the Hallel up into two parts. However, Tosus quotes Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi is of the opinion that Hallel on the night of the Seder, at the Seder table, requires two different brachas. One bracha for the first half of Hallel, and then we eat the Suda. And then after Shvok HaMos Chalagoyim, we get to the second half of Hallel, and we recite a second bracha. According to the Yerushalmi, there's a different nusach, as we'll see, between the first bracha and the second. The first is likros sahal, the second is ligmar sahal, because we complete the hal, but be that as it may, two brachas. And this seems to conflict with the basic principle of the Rif. The Rif is of the opinion, and I think I gave it out in the Mar Makomas page, maybe you can find it. It's two-thirds of the way down the page. The Rif was asked about Tkiyas Shofar. And we have two sets of Tkiyas. We have the Tkiyas Shofar, the Biyushav, which we recite at the very beginning. And then we have the Tkiyos Al Seder Abrachos, otherwise known as Tkiyos de Ma'umad. And the Rif was asked, should we be reciting two brachos on these two sets of Tkiyas? And the Rif is very, very outspoken. He's very strong about the fact that we're stingy about giving out brachas when it comes to mitzvahs. It's one bracha for each mitzvah. We don't find two brachos for one single mitzvah. You know, when I was a kid, we used to have this phrase, again, I'm really going back, no tiki, no laundry. You used to get one ticket to get the laundry when you picked up your laundry. You didn't get two tickets. They wouldn't give out two tickets. So we don't give out two brachas for a mitzvah. Of course, we do know that there are certain mitzvahs that are exceptions to the rule. The first case that comes to my mind is the mitzvah of Milah, because Milah has two brachos. But I would insist that those two brachos are radically different one from the other. One is a Birchas HaMitzvah, the mitzvah of Milah, and the other is a Birchas Shemach Vodaya on this occasion of bringing my son into Briso Shel Avraham Avinu. In fact, Tosfos is of the opinion in Psachim that the second bracha should be recited after the Milah, because the normal principle of Over Lasiyoson that governs a Birchas HaMitzvah doesn't apply in the case of a Birchas Shemach Vodaya, and the second bracha which the father recites, Lachniso Bebriso Shel Avraham Avinu, is a Birchas Shemach Vodaya, belongs after the Milah. Be that as it may, the Rif was bothered by the case of Tefillin. For example, the Brisa says in Masechet Menachos that Sach Bein Tefillah LeTefillah, after he puts on his Tefillin Shel Rosh, he engages in some sort of a Sicha, and that Sicha might be even L'Tzorach Mitzvah, might have been Tefillah, nevertheless, he has to recite a second Bracha on Tefillin Shel Rosh. That's called Sicha. And the Rif is bothered by this, because we don't find in other mitzvahs that Sach, that if you may, because of the Sicha, you require another Bracha. For example, let's say a Shecht, an animal, and then I speak about something, pass the chalif knife or whatever it might be, and then I implement a second shechita. I don't have to make a second bracha on the second shechita. Or for example, in Birkas Bir Chametz on Leil HaPesach, in the middle of my Bedikas Chametz, I was sach, I don't recite another bracha. Why is it then in Tefillin that if I was sachbein tefillah, I recite a second bracha. So the Rif comes up with the following formulation. And he says the following. There's no comparison, no analogy between tefillin and tkiyah shofar. Tkiyah shofar is one mitzvah. It's indivisible, whether we perform the mitzvah of the yeshiva, or, you know, shalal seder abrachas, or ba'amid al seder abrachas, and the different minhagim, whether you recite, you know, we blow the shofar during the shtil shmon esrei, or on the chazar shalom, whatever it might be, it's all one mitzvah, it's indivisible. And the fact, therefore, that in the middle of, between the tekiyos, the first round, the second round, you recite different tefillos, etc., that doesn't require, engender a second brach. Tefillin, he says, is different. Because tefillin, there are two mitzvahs. And in fact, the Gemara says if you have one set of, if you have one tefillin, either shal rosh or shal yad, then you put that on and you make a brach on that. The two tefillins are not ma'akev, eno ma'akvo, zuet zu. He says that one bracha would suffice, just like you can make one bracha on many shechitos, even though each shechita is a separate kiyuma mitzvah. But one bracha suffices. In the case of tefillin, one bracha suffices for two mitzvahs. So when we recite the bracha, this is the Rif Shita, many, I don't know if anyone here makes only one bracha. Am I the only one in the audience? Amongst Sfaradim, everyone would raise their hand, but amongst Ashkenazim, it depends on your minhag. My minhag is only to make one bracha on tefillin. I never in my life, and I've been wearing tefillin for quite a few years, since my bar mitzvah, and even before my bar mitzvah, I never in my life recited the bracha al mitzvah tefillin. I never in my life recited that bracha. But if you're sachbein tefillin lit tefillin, then even according to the shitas ha-rif, ha-ramam, ha-rishonei sfarad, you make a second bracha. That's the only occasion when you make a second bracha. Because as a general rule, one bracha suffices when you repeat a mitzvah over and over again. And even though tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh are two mitzvahs, but nevertheless one bracha suffices, I guess you could say they're similar enough, they belong to one kiyum or one rubric, and therefore one bracha suffices for both. Why is it that if you asach mein tefillin with tefillin, you make a second bracha? Says the Rif, because they're two separate mitzvahs. So why do I mention this Rif to you? Because let's swing back to our discussion. We're talking today about Halel B'Leil HaPesach. Halel B'Leil HaPesach is split into two parts. And the Seuda comes in the middle. And the Yerushalmi is of the opinion that we're going to recite a second bracha. Again, one bracha would have sufficed if you didn't eat the Seuda in between. But the Yerushalmi insists that since you eat the Seuda in between, it's like Sach. Bein tefillin with tefillin, and therefore you recite the second bracha. Again, the nusach bracha is secondary. It's not for us now why the nusach bracha changes a little bit, but suffice it to say that it would seem at the surface of it that this Yerushalmi, which Tosus makes such a big deal about, again, there's this long Tosus here on Daf Yudal and Amanaf, we'll point at the highlights of this Tosus, seems to contradict the principle of the Rif. Unless we conclude that Halel on Leil HaPesach, in order to equate it with tefillin, is not one mitzvah, but rather two mitzvahs. So what does it mean that Halel b'Leil HaPesach is two mitzvahs? So first, let's ask the most fundamental question for our discussion today, and that is, what is the nature of Halel b'Leil HaSeder? We don't find Halel as a general rule at night. Although the Gemara does raise the possibility that Kriyas HaMegillah, which is read twice, once at night, once during the day, should also engender a Halel, but the Gemara says Kriyas HaZui Hilula. So we're not sure whether Kriyas HaZui Hilula applies to both Kriyas HaMegillah by day and by night, or it's only with regard to day because we recite Halel by day and not by night. Fine, that's a discussion in Birut Hashem for Erev Purim. But be that as it may, we find Halel at night on the occasion of Leil HaSeder. And Yerushalmi insists that we recite that Halel with a split in the middle with the Seuda and a repetition of a bracha, slightly different. If we follow the pattern of the Rif, we would have to conclude that just like in Tefillin, since there's a separation between Tefillin Shel Rosh and Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, we require a second bracha. In Halel, likewise, since there's a separation between the first half of Halel And the second half of Hallel, we should require a second bracha. But that only makes sense if we accept the equation, the analogy between Tefillin and Hallel on Leil HaPesach, and not to equate Hallel B'Leil HaPesach with Tkiyah Shofar. In the case of Tkiyah Shofar, despite the Hefsek and the Sach, the Sikha between the first set of Tkiyahs and the second set of Tkiyahs, the Rif insists that we only recite one bracha. So now the question is the following. We have two paradigms. We have Tkiyah Shofar on the one hand, and we have Tefillin on the other hand. In the case of Tkiyah Shofar, the Rif insists it's all one mitzvah, therefore there's no second bracha. In the case of Tefillin, because of the separation of the Sikha, the Rif will allow for two brachos because they're two separate mitzvahs. What do we do with Hallel and Leil HaPesach? There's a separation between the first half hallel and the second half hallel. We eat the suda in the middle. Your intuitive reaction should have been what? It's one mitzvah, therefore there's only one bracha. It's like tkiyas shofar. And yet the Yerushalmi insists that we make a second bracha. So if we accept the, shall we say, the model or the structure, the framework of the Rif, we're going to have to now say that Hallel Leil HaPesach, as odd as unique as it is, because we don't find Hallel at night usually, but it's not only one mitzvah, but it's two different mitzvahs.
But isn't this the first part and the second part in two different aspects
of the Hallel? Oh, excellent. So that's what we want to talk about today, David. But before, I'm going to give you the floor in just a minute if you give me one more paragraph to fit in. Is that okay? All right. I want to say the following. Yeah.
But even the Rif says that by Tefillin, well, you make one bracha.
For both? Unless there's Sikha in between.
If there's Sikha, then you make two brachas.
Right.
So you could say the same thing by Hallel,
exactly.
One, but there's Sikha in between.
No, again, if the second half of Hallel is the same cube as the first half of Hallel, then the Sikha wouldn't break it up. Then it would be like Tekiyas to move on to Yisusha. But if we want to compare it to Tefillin and justify the requirement of two brachas because of the Sikha, not Sikha but Suda in this case, then we're going to have to assume it's two mitzvahs like Tefillin. So just before we get to, David wants to point out that if you look at the Hallel itself, you'll see the different themes, so to speak, or subject matters of the first half of Hallel, the second half of Hallel. We'll get to that in just a minute. I want to raise a more fundamental question. If you take a look at the Maror Makomos page, you'll see that we have two different sugyas with regard to Hallel on Leil HaPesach. One sugya is in Psachim Daf Tzadihei Amud Beis. That's almost at the end of your page one, if you happen to have this handout. And that sugya is focused on the issue of what we call Hallel B'Shas Achilas HaPesach. Of course, when do we eat the Pesach? The Korban Pesach, back in the day. There are two occasions where we could eat the Korban Pesach. If you're a Tahar, you have no problem. It's going to definitely be when? On Leil Tesvav, on the night of Tesvav. If on the other end you're a Tomei, you fast forward by a month, that's called Pesach Sheni, and you'll be eating the Korban Pesach a month later in Iyar. Be that as it may, in both cases, the Gemara assumes that the Achilas HaPesach should be accompanied by what? Hallel. There's a Hallel that accompanies the Achilas HaPesach. Hallel, it's Pesach Ton Hallel B'Achilos. Rashi says that what's the difference logically between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? If there's halacha that Pesach Ton Hallel B'Achiloso, then for the Tmeim who are eating their Korban Pesach on the second round, they should be required to say Hallel. And yet the Mishnah insists on Tzadihei Amud Aleph that the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni is that whereas Pesach Rishon requires Hallel, Bachiloso, Pesach Sheni, we alleviate the Hallel. So the Gemara asks, well, let's go back to basics. The first Pesach. Why is there Hallel on the first Pesach? Oh, so the Gemara says it's based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu HaNavi. Yeshayahu HaNavi says, Ashir Yelachem Kilel His Kaddish Chag. that the Leil is Kaddish Chag, which is the night in which the Kiddusha Sayom, the Kiddusha Chag, is the inception of that Kiddusha, requires Shira, Shira's Halel. That's what Yeshayahu HaNovi teaches us. Again, we have to be very careful about analyzing what's the status of a chiv that's derived from a pasuk in Tanakh, which is called Midivri Kabbalah. Is it like a Doraisa? Is it like a Dorabanan? Or somewhere in the gray area in the middle? But be that as it may, Yeshayahu HaNovi establishes that Bilel is Kaddish Chag, we're obligated in Shira, in Halach. Now, you and I might think, well, that's Halach in Karban Pesach. And has no bearing, for example, on our situation today, when we don't have the Karban Pesach, not Pesach Rishon nor Pesach Sheni, but Rashi seems to say Kigon Leil Pesach, and Rashi's Kigon seems like he's assuming that the Leil Hiskadish Chag, that the Kedusha Sachag itself, meaning Yontif as a Yontif, incurs and generates a Chiv Halel. Shir Hazeh Kelel is Kaddish Chag. Yeshayahu HaNovi does not whisper a word about the Karban Pesach. The Mishnah, on the other hand, codifies that B'Shas Achilas HaPesach, we have to recite Halel. The Gemara says, Minani Mili, what's the basis for this? And the source is the Pasuk in Yeshayah. And Rashi, in his interpretation of the Pasuk, and the literal translation of the Pasuk as well, doesn't seem to give us a clue, an indication, that it's Halach in Achilas HaPesach. That when the Torah tells me, V'achaltem es habosah v'layla hazeh, you eat the Pesach, one of the various conditions or embellishments of the mitzvah, V'achal es habosah v'layla hazeh, should be Halel. It doesn't seem to indicate that. On the contrary, Bilel is Kaddish Chag. The Gemara uses this pasuk to exclude Pesach Sheni, meaning that even though Pesach Sheni has Achilas HaPesach, but nevertheless, since it's not, it's the day itself is completely devoid of Kedushas Hayom, there's nothing to engender Halel. So therefore, the Gemara has a very, a very sensitive kind of integration of two different elements in terms of what engenders the Chiyuv Halel. One element is the Kedushas HaLaila, the Kedushas HaChag, and the other element is the Achilas HaPesach. Would one element be sufficient without the other? Well, in the case of Pesach Sheni, for sure not. Even though it has the Achilas HaPesach element, it doesn't engender Halel. Ain't over Halel with Pesach Sheni, even at the moment of Achilas HaPesach. So we see clearly that the Kedushas Hayom is an absolute prerequisite for Halel. What about the flip side of the question? Could there be Halel on Leil HaPesach even without the Pesach? Or is the Achilas HaPesach an integral part of the Mechayev, as we call it, what engenders and generates the Chiyuv Halel? I don't know. Rashi says, can go on Leil HaPesach. And the Pasuk doesn't mention a word about Achilas HaPesach. It just says Bilel is Kaddish Chag. Oh, so the question is going to be, if the Mechayev is the Kedushas HaLaila, why is it that this mitzvah Hal doesn't appear, it doesn't surface, neither with regard to Shavuos, Man Matan Torah Seidu, nor with regard to Sukkos, Zechel Anani HaKovid, we don't find Hal at night?
There's no problem.
Well, the answer could be that there's no karmon. In the case of Pesach, since we have the Achilas HaKarmon, the Kedusha HaLaila is a very unique Kedusha. Whether we need the Achilas HaPesach befoal in order to engender Halel, in other words, we have to actually implement the Achilas HaPesach, or do we simply need the entity called Kedusha HaLaila, Kedusha HaChag, that it would engender an Achilas Pesach even if the barriers have separated me from the possibility of implementing the Achilas HaPesach? That's a fascinating question. And Tosfos seems to assume that our Halel B'Leil HaPesach, and this also seems to be the Shita of the Ramban, is a Halel that reflects the Yontif itself, the Kedushas Hayom, even in the absence of the Achilas HaKorban. The Kedushas Hayom, which contains within it inherently that unique mitzvah of Karban Pesach, that Kedushas Hayom emerges as an entity unto itself, independent of the Achilas HaPesach.
He doesn't have to say that because we have Halal in the daytime too, on Yom Tov, and We also don't have any korbanos anymore during the day.
So correct. So kedushas hayom certainly engenders a mitzvah challah. Yontif itself requires challah. But then ask yourself, is that only by day? For example, the Mishnah in Megillah, the famous Mishnah on Chav Gimel that establishes there are two, on Daf Chav, excuse me, that there are two categories of mitzvahs. There are mitzvah shal yom and mitzvah shal balayla. The Mishnah classifies Halel as a mitzvah shal yom. What happened to Laila? And the answer probably is because you need a special, unique kind of a Laila to engender Halel, and that's going to be the Laila of Korban Pesach. But do I need... Now, Rabbosai, Rabbi Chaim has a famous chakira, which I would love to learn with you. It's a shir unto itself. Rabbi Chaim wants to know whether we're chayiv today in Korban Pesach. The fact that we cannot bring the Korban Pesach, Rabbi Chaim thinks, is not enough to be mafkir the chiyuv. Again, our hands are tied for various reasons. You know, there's a whole issue in history back 150 years ago in Yerushalayim about whether we could bring the Korban Pesach today or we can't. That's another shiur for an hour. But Reb Chaim wants to know, am I chayav in the Korban Pesach today? Just that I cannot bring the Korban Pesach? Or there's no chiv of Korban Pesach at all? So that's again, as I said, a sugya unto itself. Let's just assume, for our, let's say, simplicity's sake, that we have a chiv Korban Pesach even in our time. The Kedusha Sayom of Leil is Kaddish Chag engenders a Chi of Korban Pesach. Alright, we can't bring the Korban Pesach for whatever reason. That's befall, that's a matter of implementation, but the theoretical nature of the day is such that it engenders a Chi of Korban Pesach, even Bizman Hazeh, and that engenders a Chi of Pesach. Excuse me, a Chi of Halel. Nu Rabosai, if I would stop the clock at this point, stop the wheel, would you require two brachas for Halel or only one bracha for Halel? Again, Halel Pesach, if it's engendered by the Yontif itself, the Leil is Kaddish Chag. Yontif requires Halel. And in the case of Pesach, the Leil Yontif requires Halel. Should that do you deserve one bracha or two brachas? No tiki, no laundry. You get one ticket, you don't get two tickets. There's only one bracha.
Is it one mitzvah?
Again, if Yontif itself engenders a Chiv Hal, there's only one mitzvah. Yontif itself... Okay, so therefore one bracha. You can't, again, if our answer to the Yushalmi is going to be that according to the Rif, we make two brachas on Tefillin because Tefillin Shal Rosh and Tefillin Shal Yad are two different mitzvahs, as I state in the Rif. I didn't write the script. The Rif writes the script, right? So then, we're going to have to impose that same conceptual structure on Leil Pesach in the Yerushalmi's frame of reference to engender, to justify two brachas on Halel and Leil Pesach. We cannot do so. We're frozen in our tracks if we assume that the Machayev of Halel on Leil HaPesach is the Kedusha Sayom. Because the Kedusha Sayom can only engender one mitzvah of Halel, not two mitzvahs. And therefore one bracha would be sufficient and not two. And we don't give out brachas just gratis. Therefore, despite the fact that the Gemara in Psachim Tzadihei, which you'll see here on Yomar Makomas page, bases Halel on the source in Yeshayahu HaNavi of Kelel is Kaddish Shirazeh Yilachem Kelel is Kaddish Chag, nevertheless, I would like to explore a different avenue and a different possibility. Again, you'll ask me, so why don't we recite Halel b'Toras Yontif? I don't know. Maybe it's a separate halach in Korban Pesach, that the Pesach is ton Shira, and it has nothing to do with the Kedush Sayom. Or maybe you'll say that Bizman is this, since we don't have the Korban Pesach, the Kedush Sayom does not engender the Chiv of Korban Pesach. I don't know. For that, we need a lot of work. But is it possible that there's a different source and a different mechayev for Halel and Leil HaPesach that has nothing to do with the Kedush Sayyid? It comes from a different source entirely.
And not from Yeshayahu.
No. Not from Yeshayahu. And that would be what? Exactly. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam in Kuf Nun Zayin, if you'll ever... It's a beautiful Rambam. Sefer Mitzvahs Kuf Nun Zayin, the Rambam speaks about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he says that not only do we retell all the great miracles that took place, but the Rambam writes Chayev Lahodos LaShem Al Anisim VaNiflo. The Rambam is adding a whole other element to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. For example, you all know the famous, famous kasha, the Minchas Chinuch. Why do we need a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leila Pesach? We have a mitzvah every night of the year. We pass like Volos and Azariah. We'll talk about a mitzvah later on. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there are 15 answers to this question. But we have now, based on this Rambam Kufnun Zayin, another answer. What's unique about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim or Leil Tesfof that doesn't apply the whole year round for Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Hallel. There's no Chiyuv Hallel the rest of the year. But on this night, there's a Chiyuv Hallel. And if you'll say, why is it that on the night of the Seder we read a certain parasha in the Torah? Which parasha in the Torah do we read? Aram Yovinovi. What's the occasion, the classical occasion? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to recite Arami Ovedovi any day of the year. Bikurim. Rabbanu Shalom. We took a parsha from mitzvahs Havas Bikurim and we literally stole it. And we appropriated it for the Leil HaPesach. What gives us the chutzpah, the right to do such a thing? The answer is it's all the same yesod, it's the same machayev. What's the machayev of mikra bikur? Hodah and hala. A man brings his first fruits to the Beis Hamikdash, he has to be mod, he has to be mahalal ta'kodesh baruch hu. And the Torah here specified exactly what are the words that have to, what is the exact recitation, the parashat he has to read. Leil Pesach is also a chiyuv hodah, says the Rambam. And we don't know exactly how to fulfill the chiyuv hodah. Let's borrow it, or shall we say, copy and paste it from Mikra Bikur. And if you'll say to me, okay, Rabbi Berzon, maybe you found a Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, very nice, a nice Rambam, but I'm not impressed. I need something more basic. So for that, I'll quote to you a Mishnah. And the Mishnah says on Kuf Tes Vav, which you'll see here, Kuf Tes Zayin, B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayef Odom Liros Es Atzmo, etc., etc., etc. And then the Mishnah says, L'fichach, Anachnu chayovim lahodos lehalel l'shabeach l'foyer l'robim, etc., etc. And many of us are familiar with this Mishnah because it's codified in our Haggadah. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, Nora l'fonov hallelukah. So Mimela Rabosai, we have a new approach now. Forget about the sugim sochim tzadihei that postulates that the mechayev of Hallel on Leil HaPesach is Leil is Kaddish Chag is the Kedush Sayom. Forget about that. That's connected to the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. Has nothing to do with us. Again, for whatever reason. But I want to offer a new alternative shot. That the reason why we recite Hallel on the Leil HaPesach, nothing to do with the Korban Pesach, is for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has another dimension to it. It's not just Pe'im Chazarin, the whole story of the Makas Bechoros and the Yetziah and the whole thing. It's also to be Meshabeach and Mahalal Ta'kodesh Baruch Hu, to express our great praise and thanks for Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim. And here, David, we're going to come back to your point. When we open up the Hallel on Leil HaPesach, and we see the way it's broken into two parts, we notice that the Hallel fits into two different themes. There are two different motifs, if you will, to Hallel B'Leil HaSeder. I actually had a sitter here, because I forgot to bring it, because I like to see it inside. But if you take a look, the first part of Hallel is B'Tseis Yisrael Mivitzrayim. The second part of Hallel speaks about the Kvod Hashem, Lo Lanu, Ki L'Shimcha Tein Kovod, etc., etc. In the middle, between the first and the second, we speak about the fact that we went out of Mitzrayim, we finish up with the Bracha Gol Yisrael, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and then time to bring out, again, it depends on whether you're a Chassid or a Misnagid, to bring out the Knebel, right? Okay, nobody here eats Gebrach, so I shouldn't mention Knebel. I'm just joking. See, that's the thing about my marriage. You know, my wife couldn't believe I could eat Gebrach. You know, she did, it was so foreign to her. So I said to her, look, you got to get one advantage. Like if an Ashkenazi girl marries a Sephardi, she can eat rice on Pesach. So at least you can eat Gebrach. Okay, but the problem is, in theory, she can eat Gebrach. But Lamaisa, she can't, because my in-laws are always with us, Baruch Hashem, for Pesach. So we don't eat, there's no Gebrach in the house. One Pesach, my Shmer and Shmigah couldn't come. I had the greatest meals in the world. You know, there's a neighbor that I have who's a real Litvak. You know the Dubins?
Yes. Sure.
So the Dubins, Riva always makes a gebrachtza cake, and she sneaks in a piece for me. You know, I can at least eat one piece of gebrachtza. But be that as it may, what happens in between the first half of Hallel and the second half? We eat the Suda. And the question is, why does Yerushalmi advocate that we recite a second bracha? And the answer is because within the context of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, there are two different dimensions to Hallel. Two different kiyumim of Hallel. The first kiyum of Hallel, that's the beginning half, is focused exclusively on Yetzias Mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim, Hashem redeemed us, the Yetzia itself is Mechayev Shevach V'Odoyet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second Hallel, the second half of Hallel is a whole different ball game, a whole different entity. Now we're talking about the greatness of Hashem. We're talking about the Gevuros of Hashem. And I want to tell you something that always made an impact on me. When you see a Chiyuv Hodot Hashem, there's a very fascinating halachic mechanism that always goes into play. Check me out on this. I'll give you two or three examples, but I think it always applies. If the occasion for Hallel is X, right? I was on a flight, you know, transatlantic flight, and I have to be Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I recite Birkas HaGomel. Notice the following mechanism, and I think it'll always apply without exception, that even though the occasion for my Hallel or for my Hodah was X, there's a rule of expansion. You know, I would use the word hitpashtut. You know, you cannot limit hodah. You may have had an occasion, a limited reason for this hodah. Hagomel chasodim tovim. What comes next? Shigmalani koltu. What's the shigmalani koltu? The answer is, you can't thank Hashem in a limited, partial way. Once you're thanking Hashem, the Chiyuv Hodah expands. There's a natural rule of expansion. What can I give an example in the physical universe? Things that, you know, amoebas that grow. I don't know. You know, if you put dough, you put the yeast into the dough, you know, unless you bake it, you know, the dough keeps expanding, right? I'll give you another example. Birkas HaMazon. Why do we recite Birkas HaMazon? Because Hashem gave me food, no? Okay, that's good for the first bracha, Hazonas HaKol. Then take a look at the second bracha, Birkas HaAretz. And then it gets even wilder. Bonei V'rachma V'Yisholayim Amen. And then it goes even wilder. HaTova Meitiv for the Arugei Beita. You know, Shalom Esrichu and so forth. So what's going on over here? It's mamish nuts. We just keep expanding and expanding. And I... And Nishmas also. We start with one, thanking Hashem for, you know, and then all of a sudden, we praise Hashem for the whole creation. I think the same thing has to happen on Leil HaSeder. We're going to begin with the first half of Hallel. We were avodim to Paro, and Hashem, you took us out of that state of avdus. The Medrash is very beautiful. The Medrash says that on the Leil Makas Bechoros, you remember that Paro was going out of his kelim, and he summoned in Moshe and Aaron and says, how do you stop this Makkah? Otherwise, the entire population of Egypt is going to be wiped out. So Moshe Rabbeinu in the Medrash says, Emor Me'ata, I want you to make the following declaration. Hare Atem B'nei Chorin. Hare Atem Virshuschem. Hare Atem Avdei Hashem. And the Medrash says that Paro wasn't going to play games. You know, Moshe had a pretty good track record. And he recited this three-part declaration. You are B'nei Chorin, you are Birshus Atzmachem, and you are Avdei Hashem. So we start Hallel for the Yetzias Mitzrayim by saying, Hashem, you took us out of Avdus. We are Avdei Hashem, B'tzeis Yisrael B'Mitzrayim, and that's the first half of Hallel. That's pure Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. But then we have a second part of Hallel. Hallel now expands. And Hallel now takes on a whole different Machayev. And the Machayev is Mi'amal Gvurus Hashem. We have to think about the greatness of Hashem. We have to appreciate God's creative powers. We have to sing the praises and the glory of Hashem. Lo lodu Hashem, lo lodu ki l'shimcha tein kovad al chazdra al mitecha. Hashem, you're the Baal Chesed, you're responsible for our lives, for our existence. With every breath, we recognize you are the source of life, Hashem. You have engendered our life. Says the Yerushalmi, now we can accept the analogy to tefillin. If there's a hefsek that splits up these two kiyumim, in achinami, one bracha could have sufficed for both. Because they're both expressions of the one entity called Hallel, called thanks to Hashem. But since there are two kiyumim, although one bracha would suffice, once I separate between kiyum A and kiyum B, there's a hefsek wedging in between, we eat the suda. And again, we have to understand very well why the suda is the conduit to make this hefsek. Then we require a second bracha on the second kiyum, no less than tefillin shel rosh, which will require a second bracha if he was sach, bein tefillin with tefillin. So again, Rabbi Ossi, just to summarize our thesis, and again, it's pretty wild. If the mechayev is halal, is leil his kaddish chag, is the kedusha yom, it's a yontif tikka halal. Just that yontif usually means the day, and here in the case of Pesach, yontif as a laila is mechayev halal. Then there's no difference between the first half halal and the second half of halal. It's one entity, as Chazal established it, one indivisible unit, and it requires one bracha. It's like tkios de me'uma and tkios de yushav, one bracha. But if, on the other hand, we're not on the track of the Gemara of Pesachim Tzadihei, namely, Bilal is Kaddish Chag, but rather on the track of the Mishnah Kuf Tzayin, that Lefichach, that once you're obligated to re-experience the Exodus from Egypt, therefore Chayov Emanu Lahodus Lahal V'Nomer Lefon of Shira Chadosha, Hallelujah, if the Mechayev of Hallel has nothing to do with the Karban Pesach or the Kiddush Sayyam, but the mitzvah of Sipur, and we prove that not only from the Mishnah but from the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, that mitzvah of Sipur, insofar as it engenders two different distinct kiyumim of Hallel, one kiyum b'toras, the Ness of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and another kiyum b'toras mi'amalil gvuras Hashem, to speak about all the glory of Hashem and His greatness and His creation, that praise, two kiyumim, then if there's a hefsek between kiyum A and kiyum B, namely we eat the suda between, then we require a second bracha according to the Shitas Hayusha. But here at both sides, I have to tell you that Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Yehuda. Now again, what I'd like to give you before we read it inside is a little bit of a preview, so to speak, an overview of Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda is focused on the issue of the relationship between the Hal that we recite in the Beis HaKnesses and the Hal that we recite at the Seder. What is the relationship between these two Hals? And I have to tell you up front that Rabbeinu Yehuda in Tosis is partial, he's prejudiced in favor of putting the weight, you know, the severity or the primary aspect to the Hallel and the Beis HaKnesses. Which fascinates me to no end, because there are many Ashkenazim who don't even recite that Hallel and the Beis HaKnesses. My father told me that when he took over the shul in Flatbush, it was called that Avos Yisrael, now it's called the Young Israel of Heaven UK. My father wanted to join the Young Israel movement many years later, many, many decades later. My father was the Rav there for 43 years. So initially the minig was not to recite Hallel on Leil HaPesach in the shul. And my father wanted to change the minig. He felt that they should be reciting Hallel, and it's a mistake. But there are many Ashkenazim that don't recite Hallel. So at that time, my father went to the Rav Soloveitchik, and he asked him, would Rav Soloveitchik give him the okay to change the minhag? Because Rav Soloveitchik in general, anybody who knows, you know, he was very, very reluctant to change minhagim. But in this case, the Rav said to my father, I think you should change the minhag.
Did Rav say nothing?
I don't know. I don't know. You know who would know? Or maybe Yonatan, you would know. I think he did because the Gaon said Hallel, and the minig of the Rav is very much from the Gaon. We're going to see where the Gaon, I have two grods to show you about Hallel. But if we have any doubts about it, my neighbor in Har Nof is Mendy Gopin. And Mendy is one of the experts on all the Rav's Minhagim, you know. So we'll, yeah, he was the Valkori for zillions of years there in Boston, so we'll find out for sure. But be that as it may, the Rav told my father, "You have my full endorsement to change the minhag." There were only other two other occasions, I'm going off on a tangent very quickly, where the Rav encouraged my father to change his minhag. One was with regard to Kiddush on Leil Shabbos. My father came from a background where they used to stand for the entire Kiddush, and my father said the Rav insisted that they should sit for Kiddush in order to be motzi others. The Rav has a whole sheet about this. Stand for Vayichulu. And that's the minhag that I was brought up with. But my brother, for example, had a different father. That's what he keeps telling me, because he saw different minhagim. For example, my brother's father never wore a kittel on Leil HaPesach. My father always wore a kittel. It's the same father, but he changed his minhag. My father was very into changing minhagim when he felt absolutely convinced. And the third case that the Rav encouraged my father to change the minhag was regard to talis for an unmarried person, unmarried man. Because my father came from a background in Lubavitch where the single fellows did not wear talisim. And the Rav said that if my father feels that he wants to raise us so that we should wear talisim, that's okay. And you can change the minhag. Because the Rav was very impacted by Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos. Rabbeinu Yonah is of the opinion that the Iker Mitzvah of Tzitzis is the talis gadol that covers Rav Gufa. And he didn't understand, the Rav, how you could justify doing away with that mitzvah until you get married. And what happens if a person doesn't get married? So not once in his life did he fulfill the mitzvah of Doraisa, at least according to that sheet in Rishonim. Anyway, okay, I got off a little on a tangent. Let's make the seventh and come back to square one. So what does Rabbeinu Yehuda say? So I wrote for myself a summary of Rabbeinu Yehuda. Many different chidushim here in Rabbeinu Yehuda. First, Amiras Hallel B'Leil Pesach, according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, is the Hallel that we recite in the Beis HaKnesses. And that Hallel requires a bracha. And once we fulfill that mitzvah of Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses with a bracha, there's no reason, no rhyme or reason to recite Hallel at the Seder. Again, it's very odd for us because we have the printed Agadas, you know, there's Hallel, but he didn't have it. However, this is the second point in Rabbeinu Yehuda. The Lein Eder will see this inside. He says that if you did not recite Hallel for whatever reason in the Beis HaKnesses, then you should recite Hallel bevas achas in one fell swoop, kodem asuda, with a bracha. And basically, again, it's very simple. Rabbeinu Yehuda's logic is a cinch. He's saying that the Iker Mitzvah is the Hallel of the Beis HaKnesses. You didn't fulfill that mitzvah, so recite Hallel the way it should be recited, in one continuous recitation with a bracha before the suit. Then he says the following, that to divide up Hallel into two parts with the suit in the middle, he says there's no need to do it. And he doesn't really justify it, but he says one thing, you have to grant me, there's no bracha. So again, from Rabbeinu Yehuda's perspective, you can only justify a bracha on Hallel in one of two scenarios. Either the Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses, which again is read continuously, without any hefsik in the middle, or in the absence of the Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses, Hallel B'Leil HaSeder, but again before the Suda, one continuous Hallel with a bracha to replace the Hallel that you should have recited in the Beis HaKnesses. And if you're going to split Hallel into two parts, just drop the bracha. That's Rabbeinu Yehuda in this long, long Tosfos.
The bracha he's talking about, the standard bracha that we make.
Correct, the standard bracha.
Lig Roh and Lig Mor.
No Lig Mor.
And the bracha at the end.
Correct.
Right.
Says the Ramban, and again, that's that long run which you saw at the bottom of your page one that travels over to page two, this little booklet. The run in the name of the Ramban says the following. He says that the Yerushalmi is misinterpreted by Rabbeinu Yehuda, and the Yerushalmi holds that even though you read Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses, you should repeat Hallel on the Seder. But since you already recited the bracha in the Beis HaKnesses on the Hallel there, There's no need to recite Hallel a second time on the Hallel at the Seder, even though, again, you're obligated to repeat Hallel, no matter what. But without a bracha. Because you already recited a Hallel with a bracha in the Beis HaKnesses.
How many times in the Haggadah? Once or
twice? Twice. Split it in half, says the Ramban. And if you did not recite a bracha in the Beis HaKnesses, remember that was one of the scenarios of Rabbeinu Yehuda, then you will recite a bracha at the Seder table. And you will recite Hallel broken up into two parts, but with only one bracha. Not like the Yerushalmi that we discussed in the first half of our discussion today, where you split the Hallel with the Suda in the middle and you recite two brachos. That's the Yesh Mevarchim, you know, Shtei brachos. We don't pass like the Yesh Mevarchim Shtei brachos. But whereas Rabbeinu Yehuda doesn't recognize the possibility of a bracha on Hallel when Hallel is split into two, there's no such thing as a bracha on that Hallel. Bracha on Hallel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only if you recite Hallel continuously as one, as if I can use the phrase, in one fell swoop, then either in the Beis HaKnesses or as a fallback position, if you did not recite Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses, if you recite Hallel the Leil HaSeder, you recite it the entire Hallel, the Vasachas, before the Suda, and you make a bracha. Correct. The Ramban argues with Rabbeinu Yehuda on 2 points. Number one, whereas Rabbeinu Yehuda says if you read the Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses, there's no need for a second Hallel at all, in any shape or form. The only existence, according to Rabbi Yehuda, of Hallel and the Seder is because you did not recite Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses. So that's one machlokus. So the Ramban says, even though you recited Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses, you still have to recite a second Hallel at the night of the Seder. That's number one. That's one machlokus. And the second machlokus is that the Ramban not only requires, as an absolute requirement, the Hallel on the Seder, but not only that, the Ramban advocates that you split that Hallel into two parts and you recite a bracha on it. Rabbeinu Yehuda doesn't accept, he doesn't recognize the possibility of reciting any bracha on Hallel when you split the Hallel into two parts. The bracha of Hallel is only meaningful if you're reciting Hallel as one entity. Yeah, that's what Alan was asking me before. The Tosis doesn't really spell that out, but I'm going to assume that Hallel, as we know it, applies to both, you know, the bracha lifoneo and the bracha lachmeo. That's what I would assume until I know otherwise. So, Rabosai, I wanted to analyze with you for a few moments this machlokus between the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yehuda. It seems to me that the Ramban holds, like we said before, that there are two different mitzvahs of Hallel. One mitzvah of Hallel is engendered by the Yontif itself. Kilel is Kaddish Chag, as Yishayahu has it, in the Sugin Psochem Adav Tzarihei. And the Ramban holds that that's not dependent upon the Korban Pesach. Ad Kan, even Rabbeinu Yehuda would admit that the Ramban is on very solid ground, that the Yontif itself engenders a Chi of Hallel. Where do we fulfill that Chi of Hallel? In the Beis HaKnesses. Comes along the Ramban, he says there's a second mitzvah of Hallel. And that's the Mechayev of Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim. And therefore, says the Ramban, if Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim is a separate Mechayev, then even if you've already fulfilled the Chiyuv of Yontif, Hallel Shel Yontif, because you recited a Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses, nevertheless, you're obligated to repeat a second Hallel as part and parcel of the Haggadah, as part and parcel of the Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim.
If you say that, then why does he require the second part of Hallel? Because the second part of Hallel is not Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim, that's Sheva.
Because the Ramban holds that once the Rabbanu were misakin Hallel, if that takon of Hallel as an entity with all its different parts applies through Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, if Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Machayev of Hallel, again, you and I would have said, well, let him just stand up and say a couple of words, you know, oh, thanks God, you're a good guy, you know, you took me out of Mitzrayim. No. The takana was that the form and the structure through which we fulfill Achi of Hallel of Sipur is Hallel in the classical sense, the way Chazal established it. Therefore, all the different dimensions of Hallel first half and the second half, integrate together to form one whole, and that's my cue of Sifri Yetzis Mitzrayim. However, the Ramban, unlike the Yerushalmi, is not willing to accept two brachas on that halil, but he does have two brachas on halil. He's got one bracha on the halil in the Beis HaKnesses, and another second bracha on the halil B'Leil HaSeder. Why? And the answer is, based on what we saw in the Rif, that if they're two different kiyumim, then there are two different brachas. And the Ramban holds that they're fundamentally two different kiyumim. Not like Rabbeinu Yehuda, who in Tosfos says there's only one kiyum of Halel. And that's a result of Leil is Kaddish Chag, and therefore we only have one bracha. Says the Ramban, there's another Machayev of Halel because of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's the Halel that I'm going to recite attached to the Seder. The Ramban holds that once I integrate Halel into the Seder to be Machayev in the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I require a new bracha. The first bracha is on Halel B'Toras Yantif. The second bracha is on Halel B'Toras Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, when I recite Halal and Leil HaSeder, I can't say, well, I was Yotze already with the bracha that I recited in Halal, in the Beis HaKnesses, because that's an entirely different mitzvah of Halal, with its own Machayim.
But then, that would work best if in Shul, what you said is Ligmoras HaHalal,
right?
And at the time of the Suda, of the Seder, you'd say, Sheikh Shabbat Shalom, we pro Sahalel, because we're only going to have the Chiyuv actually is only on still the Sipur part. The fact that we expand it later on, that's not a good reason to say Ligmor. Ligmor is not a Chiyuv.
So the Ramban doesn't go into this. You know, you can take a look at this long run if you have an hour or two, but you know, the Ramban doesn't really touch on this whole discussion here about Ligmor and Likros.
Why is there no Brocha
No, I'm talking about
the practice.
Our minig, you mean? Our minig doesn't reflect the Ramban sheet, it doesn't reflect Rabbeinu Yehuda sheet. We have a third minig. Rabbeinu Yehuda insists that if you yotzi in the Beis HaKnesses, there's no halal at the Seder at all. He just completely omits it. That's certainly not our minig. The Ramban insists that in addition to the halal of the Beis HaKnesses, you should be reciting a second halal at the Seder. And that halal would require bracha lefanel. Our minug is not like the Ramban either, because although we insist on reciting a second halal at the Seder, we don't require a bracha for that halal. Okay, that's a different kind of a bracha, but I'm just getting back to the bracha lefanel for a moment. Let's just, you know, you can't hit me with everything at once, but if we focus on the bracha lefanel, I think the answer to this, the solution to this problem, to justify our minug, and it's not far from the Ramban, is that despite the fact that there are two mechayvim of halal, as we accept it, because we reject Rabbeinu Yehuda, we have a second halal in Leil HaSeder. And despite the fact that we have two different kiyumim of halal, one b'toras yontif and one b'toras sipur, nevertheless, one bracha suffices for both. It's like the Rif with regard to tefillin shel rosh, tefillin shel yad, the bracha and shul, meaning what happens if you didn't recite. But I'm saying, let's go slowly again. Let's take all the different possible scenarios. I came into shul and I recited halal with a bracha. Our minig is there's no need to repeat that bracha a second time when we recite halal b'toras Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? You and I would have said, but wait a minute, it's a whole new mitzvah. The answer is no. Because since, even though it's a new mitzvah, since the Kiyuma mitzvah is achieved through the same Amira, the same Kriya Sahalil, one bracha suffices for both. Like the mashal I gave you before, you shechted many behemoths. Or for example, the case of Tefillin Shel Rosh, Tefillin Shel Yad, which are two independent mitzvahs, yet one bracha suffices. The only problem is, and that's where our minhag will not reflect the Rif, because we are mafsik between the first halal and the second halal. Certainly we come home, you know, we do whatever we have to do to set up the Seder. Right, that's how I mentioned that before. That was the minhag in my father's shul before my father came, like those Ashkenazim.
Why no bracha?
I don't know. See, that's a tzarech iyun. Again, it's not a tzarech iyun of me because I do recite Halal in Shul, but Lashitas Ashkenaz, why shouldn't there be a bracha on Halal b'Leil HaPesach? Unless we accept Rabbeinu Yehuda that the Halal is only b'toras yantiv. But even so, if there's a Halal mitzad achiv yantiv and has nothing to do with Tzipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, it should require a bracha. So Mimonavshach was stuck without a bracha. The Ashkenazim are in trouble. Okay, just give me 1 minute. I'm sorry, Trey Coley. Yeah, good. Good. Okay, go ahead, Rabbi.
I have an answer for why we don't say bracha before it. But now, when we talk about the bracha lacharecha, the bracha lacharecha is talking about the bracha.
Okay.
But that's not maybe not a bracha of challah. That's a bracha of the
correct, there are two different girsos in the schos, whether it's integrated to Yishtabach. Again, the bracha lachareh is very complicated. But Rabbi, let's just focus for 1 minute on the bracha lefanel. According, that's how I want to know.
There, the reason that's generally given is that there's a distinction between halal zeichel and halal b'sha'as. Zeichel when we do it, Asher Kedishav and Mitzvah, because it happened a long time ago.
So again, Rabbi, what you're saying might be 100% correct, but it's not built on my presentation. Meaning, my presentation is that both the Rabban and Rabbeinu Yehuda agree that the yontif itself requires a challah. So now you're going to have to add a third premise. No, premise number one is that the yontif itself does not engender a chiyuv challah. Maybe it's halacha in Karm Pesach.
It does, but that's the one issue.
But you didn't recite in the bracha
shul. That's the minhag Ashkenaz that the Rav disagrees with.
Right. No, I'm just saying, if the Ramah was here in the shir, I would call on the Ramah and ask him, based on, again, our presentation. Again, the Ramah could reject everything we said. But if the Ramah was with us, hand by hand, arm in arm, from the beginning, I would ask the Ramah, I don't get it. Mimonavshah. If the halal is chayav, the chayav halal is because of yontif. So if you didn't want to recite halal in the shul, that's your prerogative, but at least recite halal with a bracha, b'leil haseder. If you're going to do away with yontif, what about Tzipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? That itself should engender a chayav bracha. And if you want to differentiate between the first half of halal and the second half of halal, but nevertheless, the halal of Leil HaPesach, in which we experience the Yitziyah Mitzrayim, should be no less or no inferior than the Hall of Chanukah, where we experience the Nes of Chanukah, or the Hall of Purim, which again the Gemara says that we fulfill through Kriyas HaMegillah, but the Gemara assumes that there's a Chiyuv Halal. And not only that, even on an individual level, I want you to know, I don't know if anyone ever encountered this Lamaisa, an individual who experiences a Hatzolah has to recite Halal. So there are many different reasons why Chayav Adam Lirisus Atzmo should engender a Chiyuv Halal. And in fact, the Ramah and the Minhag Ashkenaz would not reject the Ramban completely out of hand. Haraya, they do recite Halal on Leil HaPesach. So they seem to conceptually agree that the Ramban is right, that Tzipri Yetzias Mitzrayim engenders a Chiyuv Halal. Why not make a bracha?
I think there's an answer to the whole thing.
Yeah, good.
Okay, because the halal will say in shul,
yes,
that is a Chiyuv, that's a Chiyuv because of the yontif.
Right.
That's why we say it. The Ramban is saying we have a Chiyuv of Tzipri Yetzias Mitzrayim that we fulfill through the first part of Halal, which is Tzipri Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Okay.
Because the only Chiyuv of that, the Ramban would say, because it's only a Chiyuv on the first part of Halal, and on a Diluk, on a Chati Halal, you don't make a bracha. So according to the Ramban, the reason we don't make a bracha on the Halal that we say in the Seder is because the Chiyuv is only a Chati Halal. So since only a Chatzi Halal, we don't make a bracha on it. The fact is, a bracha at the end, that's a different type of a bracha. Yeah, that's right, it's Birkas Hashir. And that's for the second part of the second part of the Halal, which has nothing to do with the Chiyuv of Tzipri Yetzias Mitzrayim.
So Alan, I'll tell you, Lefiani is Daiti. I would like to accept half of what you're saying, but not the whole thing.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to say the following. There's a famous, famous kasha on the mitzvah of Tzipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every single mitzvah that I know of requires a bracha. Birchas HaMitzvah. The only exception that I know of is Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim. There's no brach on Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim.
What about Zechir HaMalek?
So Zechir HaMalek requires a Kriyas HaParsha, and therefore the brach on the Kriyas HaParsha is Chal vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Zechir Tzis Mitzrayim. But in the case of Leil HaSeder, what happened to the brach on Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim, Yonatan? That the bracha of Bori Pri HaGafen is somehow is going to be a birchas hamitzvah asher kidshonu mitzvimonu asher kidshonu mitzvosu mitzvimonu l'saper b'yitzis mitzrayim. Where did that bracha get lost? What do you say?
You said for
Zechir HaMalek,
so you could make the
birchas mitzvah,
right?
Yeah, that's what
Zechir HaMalek is. Same thing here. It could be the same thing.
No, what I'm suggesting is that when you read the Torah and the parash of Zechir HaMalek, right, which is a separate kriya that we read in honor of the mitzvah of Zechir HaMalek, you make a bracha on that kriya. That bracha on the kriya suffices for the mitzvah of Zechir HaMalek. But Rabbos, again, we're not learning the mitzvah of Zechir HaMalek now, so Baruch Hashem, I don't. But why doesn't Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim require bracha? Good. So there are many, many answers to this question. Bottom line is, what's agreed upon universally according to all the different shittas, except for one, is that there's no bracha on the mitzvah of Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim. Oh, is Mimela? Maybe my whole kash on the Rambah falls away. What was my kash on the Rambah? Why is there no bracha on Hallel? The answer is because the Rambah rejects the Machayev of Yantam. That's not Machayev Hallel. That's Halachim Karban Pesach, Ton Shira. Ella what? Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim requires Hal Haraya. We're going to recite Hal in the Leil HaSeder. So the Ramah's logic is that if Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim doesn't require a bracha, then Halel V'Torah Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim doesn't require a bracha. Those who disagree with that approach will have to come to grips with the following question. Why is it that Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim does not require a bracha, but yet Halel V'Torah Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim does require a bracha? Although it could be that before we don't make the brach because we already recited the brach and halal in Beis HaKnesses. But in concept, in theory, fundamentally, Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim engenders the chiyuv halal with a bracha. Why doesn't Sipur have a bracha? And yet the halal of Sipur does require bracha. And now the Rambah has the upper hand.
There is a bracha of Tzis Mitzrayim on Seder Pesach. And that's in when you say kiddush.
Well, that's a shita d'Avudraham, but it's a very difficult shita. I'll tell you why it's difficult. I never understood that shita because the brach of kiddush A is not a birchas mitzvah, and number two, kiddush only mentions Yitzis Mitzrayim. That fulfills what mitzvah? Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's not a fulfillment of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim. So it's very difficult to say that a bracha which was established on Kiddush could have anything to do with Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim.
The answer is that Kiddush itself.
Oh, why? So the classical answer to that question is, why don't we say a bracha of Asher Kidshonu Mitzvosu V'Tzivonu Levarech Al HaTorah, right? Why don't we say Asher Kidshonu Mitzvosu V'Tzivonu Levarech Al HaMazon? So the answer is, and I gave this over once many months ago, is that when the mitzvah itself is a bracha, then you don't add a bracha to a bracha. Okay, that's a long discussion, not for now. I base myself on the Chasdei David. I'm a big fan of the Chasdei David. But we got off a little bit on a tangent. I just want to suggest the following. If you ask me the question, according to those Rishonim that require a bracha on Hallel of the Seder. No, I'm not talking about Hallel and Beis HaKnesses. A bracha on Hallel and Beis HaKnesses is clear. That's the mitzvah of Hallel and Yontif. If it's no different than the Hallel we're going to recite the following morning that requires a bracha. That's partial. But what's more complicated is if you're repeating the Hallel a second time in order to obtain the kiyum of Sipur, why is it paradoxical that Sipur doesn't have a bracha and yet Hallel does have a bracha? And I think the answer is partial. Because Sipur doesn't have a defined Maisa Mitzvah. Meaning, we only make a bracha on something that begins and ends. what we call bookends. Are you familiar with that phrase? You know, bookends. You know, you could put a box around it. But something which is a davar she'ein lo kitzvah, it has no limit. This is the famous Rashba, but we don't make a bracha. And since Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is called a marvel, a sapir of Yetzias Mitzrayim, a raisin of Shuba, it's a limitless mitzvah, therefore we don't make a bracha. Hallel is different. Hallel is a well-defined mitzvah of Kriya that has a beginning and an end, and therefore it's a davar she'yesh lo kitzvah, and therefore it deserves a bracha. Before, maybe we leave out the bracha because we already recited the bracha in the Beis HaKnesses. Or according to certain Rishonim, we require a bracha. But the Ramah says there's no requirement of a bracha because if Sefer doesn't require a bracha, then likewise, the Hallel, the Torah Sefer, doesn't require a bracha. Rabbosai, for next time, you know, I thank you again for coming during your vacation period. My question to you is, did you receive a photocopy of the Rav's Yahrzeit sheet? It should be on a page. The flip side of the page has my own writing on it, and this side of the page, right, will have a piece from the Rav's Yahrzeit sheet. You didn't get that? Okay, maybe I didn't make enough copies. Okay, that's it. So we'll make another copy. So that's something that I would like to continue with. It's the sugya not on Yudalit Amud Aleph, but on Yudalit Amud Beis. We haven't finished Yudalit Amud Aleph yet. We still have a lot to go. I want to talk to you at great length about the Hallel and the Beis HaKnesses. But at the same time, I want to use this occasion, if the Olam could just give me another minute, to discuss my dilemma. I discussed it with a few people, but I didn't come